The topic of tonight's shir is bars and office parties. Shikhar Nachrim, drinking with Nachrim. Office parties are very common. If you get an internship, if you get a job somewhere where there's, you know, the office wants there to be camaraderie between the different co-workers. And it's Tuesday night. I know for a fact my friend's wife was a resident in a hospital. It's not just like in the investment banking, you know, young finances. It's also in the medical field. So my friend's wife, she is married with 3 kids, and she was a resident in the hospital in Staten Island. And he told me that every Tuesday night was drinking night. They would go out to a bar in the area, and they would go, and she was expected to go. She never went, but that was, you know, that was accepted. And a lot of times people feel pressure that they want to make sure that they're keeping up with the office norms, and they're making sure that people like them. And this shiloh is a very relevant shiloh for a lot of us here going out into the workplace. This will come up, and I think it's important to discuss the sources so we feel we're a little bit more informed. And just to talk about it. Yes, Yosef.
This also applies to like team lunches or whatever. Because my last internship, there was a team lunch, and we all went to a restaurant.
So we're not going
to
talk about that. I think that
it was like the same thing.
So
I
think it was like sitting there.
We'll see.
I was sitting there not eating. I mean, I would have taken a gotten the hat also because it's not much a restaurant. But
I mean,
they didn't even tell me.
I mean, we'll talk a little bit about restaurants, but the main issue that I want to focus on, and this is what the Gemara is talking about, is really a bar. It's really a bar. Kashrus issues. Regardless of kosher issues, even if it's totally glatt kosher, 100% kosher beer, 100% everything is kosher, this is a separate prohibition. So we'll talk about what the parameters of it are. There ever is there room for leniency? Will it lead to intermarriage? Like Albert was saying, he doesn't think that, you know, a little beer is gonna really lead to intermarriage. So let's talk about it, and we'll talk about what does it mean, and what did the poskim say about it, and is there room for leniency? So, the first original source for this is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Itmar was stated, "V'pnei ma asur shechar sha'ov v'dekochavim." Why did they prohibit the beer? Shechar, we'll use the term beer right now, but it's unclear exactly what shechar means. We'll return to that soon. So shechar shel ovdei kochavim, why did they ask for that? So Rami bar Chama amar Reb Yitzchak mishum chasnus. He said it was because of intermarriage. Reb Nachman amar mishum giloy, because of the shechar being revealed to potential, not being roofied, but having snake venom going in there. So they prohibited the shechar. I think generally speaking, we
in their beer?
There was a chashash. Maybe they weren't careful about it. I don't think today we have those type of problems. Most poskim, I don't think, are really machmer for that today.
It's government regulation.
So we're going to just discuss the first prohibition, which is generally what the Gemara. It seems a consensus that even the Gemara, because the Gemara relates a story about Amorayim, an anecdotal story of Papa Mafikin Le La Bava VeChasnusa VeShasi. Rav Papa, he went into, he was, you know, buying his beer, and he went out and he drank it outside. And Rav Achoy, Ma'isu Le'lebise V'shasi, he went into his house and he drank it. So it seems like from that story that the Gemara really was siding with the Isser of Chasnus, because they had no issue with the actual product. They were drinking that beer or whatever the Shechar was, but they just didn't want to be in the place that it was being served. They didn't want to drink it in the bar. So,
but is beer really related to chasnus? How can you say that one will lead to the other?
So that, very good. So that was Albert's question. So I think
unless you're just saying it's this whole social interaction, in which case it wouldn't be the beer.
Oh, very good. So that's very good. So let's Rashi address this point a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. But I want to just to point out that it seems like the simplest understanding of this Gemara is that the Isser would be Mishum Chasnas because of these two Amoraim drinking it outside. And as Yehuda pointed out, it seems like it's the social interaction which is an issue, not the product itself. It could be glatt kosher 100%, Eidach Aredas Hechsher, you know, everything kosher yosher, but it's a problem to drink that in the bar. So they check the lungs, exactly. I think we spoke about glatt kosher pizza. If it sees glatt kosher pizza on a store, it's probably treif.
I'm joking.
But it means nothing because we know glatt means the smooth and there's no nicks in the lungs. So I just mean like it's totally, you know, everything, no questions about the kashrus. It seems like it's a separate prohibition of social interaction. So Yehuda's question is, if it's a social interaction, so then it would be a problem to go in there in general. So why is it not a problem to go in there? So Rashi gives us a little bit of an answer. Source number two, Rashi over there in the Gemara says, "Shlo yargu lasos mishtos eitzol of the kochavim." It's, you know, we don't want them to attend the parties of non-Jews, the itin in of the beso, and it would give them, they would start looking at their houses, and I think that's a euphemism for their women or their houses in marriage. So what is Rashi saying? So Rashi is really saying what Yehuda was saying, that the social interaction is what we really have an issue with. So if that's the case, we don't want us partying with non-Jews, we don't want people going in and becoming, you know, enamored with the lifestyle and not recognizing the Jewish identity and, God forbid, intermarrying, which we all, I think, could agree is not a good thing. If we intermarry, we lose generations of Jews. So the question remains, so Mimanashach, either way, why is the beer a problem? Why is the alcohol a problem? And if the interactions socially are an issue, so then it should have nothing to do with the alcohol. So either way you slice it. So I think, and this is what I was just talking to Albert a little bit before, I think that whenever we deal with a formal prohibition, we have to set sort of a klal, a general principle, and general rules and parameters. We're not going to say, you know, walking into a bar is going to be prohibited. The Rabbanan are trying to zone in on what they think the problem is. So going in there perhaps wouldn't be a problem necessarily of this Isser. We'll discuss if it's a good idea. If you're going there for social reasons, it probably is not a good idea. And I don't think... What?
What other reason would there be?
Let's say like we're talking about, business meeting or I don't know, going to the bathroom. Right? But if you're going there to for social reasons, it would probably be prohibited. But again, for this particular prohibition, the Rabbanan are zoning in on what they think the issue is. The issue is the alcoholic drink in their institution, in the bar, in their house. Those things are prohibited. If you take the alcohol out of there, so then that would be okay. So it's a combination of the alcohol in the house of the non-Jew or in the institution, the bar of the non-Jew. Again, like we said before, if you drink an ounce of beer in the place, it doesn't mean you're automatically going to intermarry, and it doesn't mean that if you don't drink ever and you just go there and you're totally, you abstain 100%, you're like, you're part of AA and you don't drink at all, that doesn't mean that you'll never intermarry. But the Rabbanan were trying to, you know, get rid of and dispel this notion and, you know, put up boundaries and siyagim and fences around the Torah and prevent intermarriage. So that would be the logic of this blanket rule, that we're just going to say, you know what, this is the most clear, most direct way to stem the, break the tide, or whatever they call it, the tidal wave of intermarriage, you know, and stop the trend right then and there. So, yeah.
But why would it be that way, specifically through beer, specifically?
I think we could all understand that, like, when you drink a beer, you're like, hey, man, let's drink, let's party.
Maybe it's any drink
at all. It brings about a certain, kirva, a certain closeness, a certain, you know, I don't know.
Maybe they shouldn't ban the beer of a non-Jew so much as ban
alcoholic beverages.
I was going to say ban the social interaction with non-Jews outside of like a formal workplace.
How do you define what's an inappropriate social interaction, which is breaking down the regular
hanging out with them like your friends?
What's interesting is that the
bread, so we're not saying that you can't be social with them. It seems like there's a formal issue when it comes to drinking with them. Because it's creating
socializing would be more of the issue than drinking. Specifically.
You're right. It could be, but this is a fundamental to that interaction. Meaning, again, it could be like we said before. You could drink nothing and end up intermarrying. That's also a problem. But this is a way to prevent that. it wouldn't be necessarily. It's hard. Also, it's hard to really pin down what would be an inappropriate interaction. You know, so you can't. You could talk and you could say hi, but you can't what take them out for lunch. Like this is like right, this is a closer intimate.
Them,
this is more of a.
The man who don't drink. Why is that any different? Like.
So we'll talk about maybe it. We'll talk about
speed
it.
Up,
it speeds up the like, process, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, meaning
talk
like
about
it,
do things to you
exactly.
It makes people their inhibitions. You know, it quells their inhibitions. There's a lot of things that could contribute to it. Your point is well taken. Social interactions need to, you know, in an appropriate way are okay. I think. I think that you can be polite. You don't need to be rude. But I think that this is. I think it's, everyone can understand why this would, as I was saying, it speeds it up. It makes things more, you know, more light, more geschmack. You know. Yes, Shai.
What's interesting is that red is also something you're not allowed to have from the guy.
Right, that's a very related isser. Pas palter is usually we say is mutter, but pas akum. So we could talk more about that at a different time. But I wanna get to the halakha lemaisa when it comes to this Shiloh. But it's very related. Very good, Shai. So we just read the source of the prohibition, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. So we're not going to speak specifically about the Isser of Giloy, the reasoning of the Isser was because of the Giloy of the Sheikhar, that there would be venom, because it seems like the Gemara sided in favor of the explanation of Chasnas. Fine. Tosvos, over there, writes that it is probably an Isser, which is from the times of the Amoraim. The Rajba in source number 4, he writes that actually it was a Minhag. He writes that the Sheikh Rasha Avodas Galilim Asr Harchaki Sira Nagu Nagubo Mishum Chasnas. These Amoraim were under the they had the practice of not drinking in the bars of the non-Jews. I think the majority of the poskim and the Rishonim don't take that view. They take the view that it's an Isser, a formal Isser of the times of Amoraim. But there is a minority of opinions that it was a Minhag. Certainly a very logical and very early Minhag dating back to the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch sides with the opinions that there is a Isser. Shulchan Aruch here writes in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, in Yor Dea, that kol shechar shel kutim, echot shechar shel tamarim, whether it's shechar of dates, o shel te'enim, again we'll define what shechar is very momentarily, o shel se'orim, or let's say it's wheat beer, o shel tvua, o shel dvash, sorry, barley or wheat, or honey, right? I think is mead made out of honey?
Yes.
Yeah, mead, M-E-A-D.
How would you be able to inform about coffee in the morning?
Aser mishum chasta. So the Shulchan Aruch's lashon of aser sounds like he's saying it's a formal iser, the formal prohibition. Ve'ino aser al b'makom machi rasol. Like we said before, it's only prohibited in the place where they sell it. So I don't know if anyone would say going in to write it, and if you just happen to not be able to wait, and you're just drinking in the, you know, I think they might not like that. I'm pretty sure that there might be a rule against that, but I don't think anyone.
The one over here, they probably do it.
Yeah,
the one here, they're super strict.
Like
a security
right?
guard in there. Yeah.
So they might kick you out. But I'm saying in terms of this Isser,
they kick you out with the beer. It's too late now.
All right, well, sir, please spill that out. No, I was in the airport once, and I had a yogurt and. Supposedly yogurt's liquid. I didn't realize this.
Yogurt's not liquid, but okay.
They classified it
as liquid, and I said, oh, so can I eat it? He's like, sir, I'm going to have to put a laser through that. I'm like, okay. And like, so he took it, and he like put his laser through. He's like, I can't get my laser through it, so it's a liquid. I'm like, well...
That means.
I don't know.
That logic waters is not liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend was in an airport in Poland. He had a...
Oh, sorry. It isn't... He said it's not... I'm sorry. He said it is liquid. And he's like, you know what? If I get my laser through it, then I'll let you take it. I don't know, whatever. So basically, he said I had to throw it out. I was really upset about it. So, yogurt.
Okay, so by that logic, glass is a liquid.
I don't know. That was a really ridiculous.
Rubber is also
in the air in the middle.
So I guess the point that I'm trying to say is that I don't know if anyone would ask for drinking the beer in Rite Aid. I would think that it applies more to the bar. But it does sound like from the Shulchan Aruch that the place where you sell it is an issue. But bringing it home, that's okay. Because Iker HaGezira Shema Yisod Etzlo. The Iker Gezira in the Shulchan Aruch, again, he's writing it, it's a Gezira. The Iker Gezira was, maybe you're going to invite him over to eat at your place. This is a very important line over here, okay? Very important line the Shulchan Aruch is writing over here. He's writing, I think actually, this is actually maybe the, coming from the Tosvos. He's saying that the Iker Isser is doing it b'derech kvios. If you're there often, let's say it's every Tuesday night, or let's say you're going out and, I don't know, it's a certain time that's set every time. Is that would be Asr. Aval im nichnas b'beisav aruchavim b'shasa derech arai b'akroi. Let's say you do it in a happenstance. Happens to be you know you're traveling, you're on a road trip with your friends. You end up doing what's it called BBR? What's it called when you stay at random people's houses?
Airbnb.
You're doing Airbnb, and they're like, hey, you can make yourself make yourself comfortable.
Sometimes they are.
Even if they're not there, you know, taking a beer out of the fridge. So they say you could have it, so it's not an issue of gzela, but it might be a problem if you do it all the time. But if this is a happenstance, and it's akrai, it's not...
So in the case where if there was a standard drinking night, everyone out drinking...
That would be a problem. Yeah, exactly.
What if it was a standard drinking night, but you don't usually go, but you went once,
So that would be room for leniency, according to this Shulchan Aruch. And he writes that... If you don't do it b'kfias, you don't do it regularly, then it'll be okay. So we see a contextual limitations on the iser. So just going over the main heter. So what we've seen so far is it's an iser of buying it, drinking it where you buy it. Sorry, there's no iser of buying it, just drinking it where you buy it. So drinking it in the bar would be a problem. Drinking it outside the bar is not a problem. And we also see that there's an iser of doing it on a regular basis.
Wait, is that with non-Jews?
No.
Also,
but is it
Jewish?
Just drinking it. Drinking it in the place, in the bar.
Going to a bar and drinking alcohol on a regular basis is a problem.
If it's a non-Jewish, which I guess some bar in America, like let's say McClellan's or whatever they call it, Irish pub, I imagine,
okay. Well
kosher does not necessarily mean that it's not Jewish, that it's Jewish.
What's the definition of a Jewish place or not?
I don't know. That's you. What do you care for? Maybe Israel. In Israel.
What's the definition of being a Jewish place or not?
If it's frequented by non-Jews, I would imagine that it's a non-Jewish bar.
Okay, so if you have only Jews coming...
I mean, it's very controversial. There was a place
I don't
TV
think that
show sports in
a Jewish bar downtown.
And they didn't get a hefsher because they had sports. And you're going to have a bar filled with all sorts of...
So there's two different issues to discuss. The first thing is, what do we consider a non-Jewish bar? So the first, I guess the first determining factor would be if he owns it. If a non-Jew owns the bar, that would be considered a non-Jewish bar. If it's all the clientele were Jewish... I think it would be hard to really argue to be an Isser Mishum Chasnas, but I'm not sure. I'm saying it would be hard to argue
That would be the issue.
I think so.
So why is this a bar?
But the different question that Chai is raising is that OU didn't give a hashkacha to a bar. That is a different question. I don't think that is... It's a little bit beyond the purview of this year, but I do think that in terms of giving a value... to a hashkacha is not just there to give their hashkacha to the food. They also are, the meta halachic issues that they want to deal with. So it's the OU's decision if they want to give a hashkacha to a place that doesn't have, let's say, whatever their appropriate measure of tzedias is, or if they don't think that it's the right atmosphere. I don't think that the hashkacha is just the food. I think if they had a belly dancer, or if they had strippers. Oh well, it's just the food. Rabbi, it's none of your business. Like, I don't think the OU has to give the hashkacha if the food is kosher, if they do whatever they want in the other and there's other elements. I'm not comparing watching sports to a strip club. I'm just pointing out that I think all of us will understand that the OU would not have to give a hechsher to the food and say, oh well, whatever they do there, they happen to have a belly dancer. It's like, okay, well that's not our realm. I think that we would all agree that is their realm. How far that goes is a different question. I think it's beyond the purview of this year, though.
But what's the reason if you go to a place and you buy an alcohol, like that you're not allowed to drink at that place?
So let's do a little chazar. Before Ethan's question, just to bottom line it. Bottom line, you going into a non-Jewish bar, we could discuss what that means, but let's just say a Stam bar in New York, walking into the Irish pub, buying a beer, and there's no, you're not drinking with anyone else, usher.
Why?
Bisham chasas. There's a Nisr Derabanan, according to most Rishonim, that there is a, again, like we said, it won't necessarily mean that you're going to marry a non-Jew, but there's a general concern that we have for that act leading towards intermarriage.
No, but like, the question is, like, okay, we don't even have the non-Jewish people there in the first place, so it's like, no, I'm saying like,
because
like
once
say,
you go there, then other people will go
it's
there.
It's better
it's just,
to go with other people, other Jews.
That's where you go.
No, still the same answer. You can't drink beer in a non-Jewish bar.
It's an interesting question. Is it better to go with more alone?
Take
or
the beer, go to your apartment. That's
with a few
like,
Jews.
Yeah.
If you go
I
with
don't
a
know.
Group, if you go with a group,
you're making it. Everyone else is over the Isser too.
No, exactly.
You can have 10 people over the Isser.
So that's the question.
12 people, 15 people.
That's the question. Do you make other people?
What if it's a non-Jewish bar? The majority of the people in the bar are Jewish.
So that's a good question. I don't know.
It's not Jewish owner.
I don't know.
There are a few non-Jews in the bar.
It's an interesting question.
Let's say 55 people.
I think it would be hard to argue that this would not fall under the same general Isser because it's, you know, unless it's everyone's Jewish, it's known to be Jewish and like it's not.
So we're saying it's a non-Jewish owner, but the owner, I don't know why that would be so relevant in regards to the fact that the owner's probably not even there.
So right, okay, I hear that. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Then most of the clients that are Jewish.
I'm curious for
guys. I want to get to what particular drinks are usher and the parameters, and then the poskim today. Not just grapes. No, we said beer. We said alcohol, wheat. So fine. So let's just. We only have a couple more minutes, but so what types of drinks are included in this isser? So there's basically three positions when it comes to this. One position is that it's limited to a certain specific subset of non-wine alcoholic drinks. Again, wine is prohibited for other reasons. We're not going to get into that, but wine is its own isser. But that's a specific subset, and the Ramah says specifically he includes. Date, things made out of dates, things made out of honey, and there's certain exclusions which you wouldn't necessarily think, you know, what would be the difference between this type of alcoholic drink or that. That's one position. The second position is all drinks are usser. All drinks. Even non-alcoholic drinks. Rav Yaakov Emden actually prohibits coffee. Because it's a you know, social drink people drink together. And then
Starbucks, according to them?
Rav Schechter actually rules that way, yes. We'll talk about that in a minute. You have Jonas and Eibshitz, the Yaivitz, ruled that way. Rav Yaakov Emden, Rav Yaakov Emden, the Yaivitz. There's a middle position, which is that, and this is, I think this is the simplest explanation of the Gemara, is anything alcoholic would be a problem. So what did the Poskim say today? So we just mentioned those three approaches. So I've heard that Rav Schechter, and this article by Jonathan Ziering, he quotes Rav Schechter as being choshesh for the Yaivitz, meaning Rav Schechter will tell you cannot drink your coffee in a Starbucks. I don't think anyone besides Rav Schechter, I don't think generally the practice is that way. And I think that Rav Schechter himself would agree that it's much worse to drink an alcoholic beverage. But Rav Schechter does think that it's logical and that's a problem. Rav Mordechai Willig is reported as saying, let's say you're going out on a date, and you're going to a Starbucks. So Rav Willig says, that's fine, because that's the chasness that we do want, right? Meaning you're going out on a date, so you're going out with a Jewish girl, so that's what we want. We want that, so it's okay.
So dates and bars?
So dates and bars, I don't think he would be okay with.
No.
I don't think he's okay with bars in general, though. So.
Yeah, right. So dates and bars, but again, like we said, the formal isser is on the drinking. Foremost is on the drinking. So what about room for leniencies? What do we do bizmana zeh? Let's say you're invited to an office party, or let's say you're trying to find a place to meet with a client. You know, you're not asked by your office, but let's say you're your own boss, and
you're
just
very thirsty,
meeting with a
or
you're just very thirsty. Okay, that's a little bit harder to argue for leniency there, but Rav Schechter and Rav Willig are hesitant to accept the Ramah. The Ramah does write, like we said before, that as long as it's not bekvius, and the Ramah allows specific types of alcohol. He says sheikhar. Sheldvash or tefuah, and a lot of beer is made out of tefuah. He says that's fine. And the Ramah just says it's totally okay. Rav Shechter and Rav Willig both were hesitant to accept that leniency. And they accepted other poskim like the Chachmas Adam that said that intermarriage is certainly a concern when it comes to an alcoholic beverage, so why would that be any different? However, they did think that, you know, if people are generally not speaking to strangers, let's say it's in a coffee shop, or they're drinking, you know, by themselves or with friends, they thought it would be a little bit more room to be lenient over there. And as this is often the reality, they say that in general they would be machmir even in those scenarios. So just to summarize their opinion, their position is that they think that the Ramah cannot be relied on in terms of alcoholic beverages should be usur. They thought that intermarriage is just as much of a concern. They thought perhaps they considered being lenient when it came to being there alone and not speaking to other people or being with friends, but at the end of the day, they thought that they would not be lenient. So, what would be a room for leniency?
What about let's say at like a ball game or something?
That's interesting. I think
there are not games, but it's not a bar setting or anything.
Right.
Is that they're watching a game, people buy drinks.
So that's gonna come. So we'll get to that in a second. Let's say you move away from the bar. Let's say you're at a restaurant. There's a bar. So fine. So in fact, there are many reasons not to go to a bar. We mentioned a couple of them. Intermarriage, socializing with non-Jews. There's also another issue of Moshav Leitzim, a gathering of scorners or people who just don't take things seriously. So going to the bars is...
People take football very seriously.
They don't take, you know, life in a more...
I know.
They don't watch Dragon Ball Z. They can't be serious about life. So generally there are these concerns, but at the end of the day, people have to do it often for business reasons. So is there room for leniency? So, in terms of the strict letter of the law, we pointed out that doing it ba'akrai, the Shulchan Aruch said doing it, you know, infrequently would be okay. Many achronim do say that it should be discouraged for social reasons, but if it is for business purposes, then it would be okay. The bottom line is that if your profession requires it, Rav Willig, he's hesitant about being at the bar. Meaning, if let's say your office is requiring you to be there, so he says he encourages, you know, either going, you know, away from the bar, sitting at a different table. Certainly encouraged to not buy an alcoholic beverage. You could buy a water. You could buy a different drink. If you have the say, you know, if it's again, oftentimes you don't have a say, but if you have a say, so ask them to do the meeting at a different restaurant. Yeah, if you're calling them in, you have non-Jewish employers, do it at a different place. Don't do it at a bar.
What about like a holiday party? Just in like they rented out a room for a holiday party.
So a holiday party might be a little bit of a different issue.
No, if it has to do with Christmas party. I mean, the holiday party is in.
I think the same would apply.
It's like they're having an office party for something.
So if you can, the question is, do you have to attend? Meaning, if the requirement is, if you want to have your job on Monday, you have to come to the office party on Sunday, so then I would say you could be Mikel. If it's like kind of the thing that people are doing, but you're not going to be held responsible, and you said that if you aren't there, probably better to avoid it. If you need to frequent bars to network, and you need to be frequenting them often, then I think that would be harder to really argue for a heter. Because then you'd be going there every time, you know, all the time. That'd be a little bit more difficult, and office parties. So, again, like we said, it's probably less problematic if there's no alcohol, but it's a little bit more difficult to deny the invitation if it's a formal invitation. You have to go, and the whole office is going there.
What would Rav Shechter hold by let's say you're at an office meeting, like they're having a meeting, and it's like breakfast time, so they bring coffee into the meeting. You're going to be allowed to drink coffee then. So Shechter,
I don't know.
Can't drink coffee.
I mean, again, I think the issue is more being at the place that it's sold. So if you're just
brought into a conference room, it would be
yeah,
okay.
I think that's probably okay.
Right, so Rabbi.
So bottom line, you're invited to an office party, and there's no alcohol there. Are you allowed to go? Probably you can go. Best not to go. If you can avoid it, but if it's for your your job requires it, you should go. In terms of a bar, really, you know, discouraged in terms of the Isra of Sheikh or Nachrim, If you have to go, avoid the bar, avoid the alcohol. If you have no choice, then I think the Ramah would be Mekel, but most would still be Machmir because of Chashash of Chasnas and intermarriage. I don't think I ever took your question, Eitan. Sorry.
The Dave and Buster's a bar.
They have alcohol there, but... Again, if you're not going to the bar, I don't know if that would, the other areas in the place, I don't know if they ever get to the bar.
You're not allowed to go bowling
the
bar there.
The place where you sit and you drink your alcohol. No?
So if you go to a restaurant, they serve alcohol. So you're at the table.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's not, I don't think it would be... I don't think the whole place has a shame bar. Like, I don't think anyone would say that. It's an arcade. I think that it could lead to that, but I don't think that would be
a bar.
What
about in the case of like a business dinner and they sell alcohol there and they bring alcohol?
So you don't have to order it.
No, I'm not saying you have to order. I'm saying would you be allowed to?
I think so. Yeah.
I know like a lot of guys here at YU who are like, from like LA per se, so they're like big Dodgers fans. So they like during the World Series, they go to like, this official New York City Dodgers bar,
right?
Like just to watch the game. You with a man. Like they may like have like a beer throughout the entire
game. Right. I think that most poskim would say it's a problem. I can't say again. Like there, it might not be an iser. There might not be a. Even if there isn't, even if
you're really doubtful, like it's no different than like just going.
It's better to get your own. You know, flat screen, and bring the bar to your apartment. That's what we're saying. Myself, there might be an Isser. It seems like, again, the Ramah might be Mekel, but most post-game do not go with this Ramah, and they say it is Osir.
Got an heter to buy TV.
I'm saying, if you're going to decide between a watching the game in your apartment and drinking with friends there, it'd be much better to do it there, for sure. Okay, guys. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Is there a problem in going guys, to the bar? Guys, it's been would there be a problem going to the bar without drinking?
Yes.
So the problem going there.
Yes. Guys, it's been a great semester. I'm going to be around next week. Yeah, people want to stick around. I don't think we're going to have, you know, we'll learn. We can learn whatever people want. Like, it doesn't have to be particular topics. But it's been a great semester. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Eitan Van, for the awesome food. And, guys, it's been really awesome. What?
Great kickoff for the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys.
I wonder what happens when they have smoke sessions. We're going to have fire-up sessions.
What does that even mean?
Like, every Thursday night.